So we're going to just be doing some integration practices as we complete our day together and we get prepared for the conference streaming that's happening Sunday through Tuesday. Sunday through Tuesday, we're going to be streaming the rest of the seminars in the conference that you registered for. You're going to gain access to the seminars that you saw on the program with the other speakers. You're going to hear from Ayanla Van Sant and the amazing Lisa Nichols, Malika Chopra. You're going to hear from Lynn Twist. You're going to hear from Arielle Ford. So many women who have inspired. The group of women collectively have impacted over 500 million women. So role models of feminine power, of possibility. Encourage you to check out the streaming and the topics that you want to go into more deeply. And we will be streaming the replays from today for the next couple of days that you're going to be able to access and watch at no charge. And as I shared with you, also to mark your calendar for next Saturday, mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 9th. At 10 a.m. Pacific time, where I'm going to be with you live. We're going to reconvene this community, and I'm going to share a brand new masterclass, and I'm going to show you how to unlock your feminine power. So many of the things that women shared today are principles that we teach in our feminine power programs. And I have developed a very specific step-by-step methodology in 7 weeks to have you make an irreversible shift to a place of an unshakable connection to yourself, to your inner strengths, resources, and capacities to really show up, to love and champion yourself, to become a powerful creator with life, to break through inner barriers and blockages, to be able to magnetize support. And the best part is we're going to do it. We're going to spend 7 weeks together at the end of that, if you want to continue on as part of our Feminine Power course, and then all meet together live virtually for 3 days in June for the Women's Breakthrough Event of the Year, Feminine Power Live, where I'm going to be guiding you through the deepest, most powerful feminine power practices with thousands of women in a live virtual environment for 3 days, where you can make a year of progress forward on your path. You know, so many women are feeling like you've lost time, you've been stuck, you have been off course. Imagine if you could get on course, not just get back on course, but make a huge leap forward. That's what we're going to be doing in this amazing field of energy at the event. So that is next week. And I want to share with you a few things about how you can prepare for the masterclass next week. So I think we are going to send you out an email. Can we check? Are we sending out the email? Is it on the dash? So on your dashboard, if you go to femininepower.com/live, on your dashboard, there is an assessment and a handout on your dashboard. I want to give this to you as a next step. You see it printed out here in black and white, but if you go to the dashboard at femininepower.com/live, you're going to see a link to a handout. Just want to make sure that we have it because I want to take you through this because there's a really powerful self-assessment that I want to invite you to print it out, and I want to give you the assignment as a next step to be able to go through the self-assessment, because one of the things that you're going to do or learn how to do at the Feminine Power Masterclass next week, one of the key shifts that we make in being able to create and work with our feminine power is this idea of finding out which area of our life is what I like to call most in season to be creating in. So if you're like most self-actualizing women, don't you feel cold in a lot of different directions? Don't you feel like, you know, I want to improve my relationships. I want to improve my finances. I want to improve my life's purpose. I want to improve my calling and my spiritual life, and it feels like I'm pulled in a lot of different directions. Post in the chat if you can relate to that. Post in the chat if you can relate to that, that you have been, you're pulled in a lot of different directions. So one thing that I want to share with you that is such an important principle is, can we post the link maybe to the chat? And we're going to email this out to you as well. And it is on the dashboard. I'm going to take you through the assessment. But what's really important about the assessment as a next step to integrate what we've been doing in the conference today is that to become a powerful creator of your future, to be able to step into the possibility, what I've found is that there's something that is much deeper that we are yearning for than whatever it is that we're currently focusing on. There's a deep yearning inside each one of us to be able to become who we are meant to be. And I'm speaking to this, that there's a deeper possibility for your life and who you are. There's relationships and love you're here to share. There is prosperity, there's impact, there's contribution, there's being able to step forth and use our gifts and talents to make a meaningful difference in the lives of others. And in our masculine system of power, we're very linear. We kind of tend to set goals from our mind, right? So like there's a problem, like my bank balance is down, I should focus on wealth and finances. Or we set goals from a place of fear and scarcity. Oh my goodness, you know, I've got to write a book. If I don't write a book, I'm never going to be able to launch my coaching practice. Everyone else is writing books. I'm going to get left behind. But that's not the most powerful way to step in and create. In all of my research and work with women, what I found is the process of shifting to creating from a new system of power, it comes from even sourcing our intentions from a deeper place. It comes from being able to connect to our deeper desires and being able to connect to our inner wisdom. And so I'd love to give you a practice to do right now as a way of beginning the process of working with a self-assessment. So who feels like possibility has opened up for you today? Go ahead and post in the chat. You feel like so much possibility has opened up, so much power has opened up. Okay, this is a really powerful place to be, to up-level your intention even further, or even commit to your intention even further. When you feel connected to your power, when you feel like you're connected to a field of love, when you feel like you're in a field of sisterhood, when you are connected to your inner wisdom, just invite you to take a moment, right? This is the powerful time now to set an even more powerful intention at the end of the day as we come together to complete. So I want to invite you to take a moment just to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. Feeling the gratitude of everything you have received today and just allowing your awareness to expand to a place of openness and receptivity. Imagine for a moment you truly believed in yourself. You believed in the gifts and talents that you have to give. You believe that you're worthy of receiving and giving great love. Now, the contribution inside of you is needed. That feeling you have in your clearest moments that you have something valuable to contribute, that it's real. Connecting to this larger field of energy and love in our universe, knowing that you are already connected, that we're living in a life positive universe. All of life, all of creation is organizing around your success. And so from here, right, post a yes if you feel that. You feel connected to yourself. You feel connected to an intelligence bigger than you. And finally, just imagine yourself just presence, your attention around the circle, thousands of women here who are amplifying you, who are mirroring you, who are in a place of possibility. I like to call this your feminine power center. It's the constellation of three things. When you're connected to your own genius and gifts, when you're plugged into and connected to a higher power, you're listening to yourself, you're supporting yourself, and you're powerfully giving in a field of energetic support with others. This is your power center. And from here, I want to invite you to begin to turn towards yourself and ask the question, what is it that I most deeply yearn for? What is it that I most deeply desire to experience? What is it that I most deeply desire to experience in my life? And instead of thinking about the answer, listen to yourself. What is it that I most deeply desire? What is it that I most deeply yearn for? Don't think about the answer. Listen to the answer inside of yourself. What is it that I most deeply desire to experience? What do I most listen for yourself? Write it in the chat. What's the answer if you listen to your desires? Let yourself listen to your desires. You might not have let yourself listen to your deeper desires for a long time because you haven't felt safe, you haven't felt supported, you haven't felt in a place of possibility. Let yourself, this is a really important part of what begins to activate a chain reaction of self-actualization. Can you feel it? Begin to connect to and turn towards your deeper desires from this power center. We're in this beautiful power center. Breathe into that desire for love. Breathe into the desire for peace. Breathe into the desire for wholeness. What do I most deeply yearn to experience? And just listening for the answer and writing it down. What do I most deeply desire to express? What do I most deeply desire to express? Compassion, unconditional love, to show up and be a presence in the world who makes the difference. Love and joy, wealth and well-being, kindness, that you're available to here to serve. What do I most deeply desire to create? Joy, loving kindness, passion, harmony, compassion, community, magic. And what do I most deeply desire to contribute? What do I most deeply desire to contribute? These are powerful questions. What do I desire to experience, to express, to create, to contribute? See how these are different questions than what do I want? Me from a place of connection to myself, what do you yearn for? What I love about that question is you can't answer it with your mind. The question, what is it that I desire? What is it that I yearn for? Connects you to your deepest self. Can you feel that? Post in the chat for me. Can you feel how asking that question connects you to who you feel like you are when you are most yourself? Right? So this is part of the shift to creating from your feminine power. Is to begin to set intentions, not with our mind or not from fear or scarcity, or not from like throwing up our hands and saying, okay, whatever's meant to be will happen. You are here to become a powerful creator. You are here to bring forth everything that's inside of you. And it starts by you reconnecting with this power center and feeling the potentials that are inside of you that are seeking to come forth. Beautiful. So what I want to invite you to do in preparation for the seminar. So next week, I'm going to, on the 9th of April, I'm going to walk you through, once you connect with this area where you have the greatest yearnings, how you then go about creating that, how you can create deep and meaningful loving relationships, powerful prosperity, unshakable self-care, health and well-being, presence and leadership. And if you are someone who works with women, or you're a coach, or you're a facilitator, or a change maker, you're going to learn the approach that works for women who are at the stage of self-actualization. So this is where I would love for you to start. This guidebook, an email just went out to send you a link to the guidebook. You can print it out. And in advance of the seminar, there is a self-assessment. So before you do this exercise, I want to invite you to go through and complete this self-assessment. Because what it's going to do is it's going to help you connect with what I've come to identify as 8 key areas of self-actualization: your purpose and calling, your relationships, your health and well-being, your spiritual discovery, your creativity, your leadership, your confidence and visibility. And as you go through the assessment, it's going to help you to identify which of these areas is really most prime for you to focus on. And what I've found in creating with a feminine system is when you focus on this area from this place of connection to yourself, that is like your biggest amount of energy, what begins to happen is not only are you able to create a powerful breakthrough in your life in the deepest, fastest way possible, you begin to activate a chain reaction that brings forth all other areas of your life in a really extraordinary way when you're creating with your feminine power. So I invite you to take the self-assessment. It's going to ask you powerful questions about purpose and calling, love and relationships, values aligned prosperity, creativity and self-expression, spirituality and meditation, influence and impact. Okay, so bring awareness, because this is what happens when you unlock your feminine power. When you unlock your feminine power, you can source the power that you need to step into this kind of being able to generate your visibility. This is one of the first things that we work with, is breaking through the invisible patterns and blocks. I found in my work the biggest blocks for women's power and potential are these old patterns of invisibility, of not feeling good enough, of being isolated. And there's a very specific step-by-step process where you can identify the old pattern and story and start to presence yourself in really powerful ways. So I'll tell you a story, because I'm going to go into the principles next week during the masterclass, but you heard from the extraordinary Jean Houston today. I want to tell you a story about how I first met Jean and how I connected with Jean, because I was working with, one of the first things that we work with in the Feminine Power course is identifying and releasing the hidden blocks and barriers that have been in the way of us moving forward. And for me, my biggest block and barrier in my life was this chronic experience of feeling invisible in my relationships. I seem to attract people who are really self-focused and self-absorbed, maybe not to the extent that Melanie described, but certainly that direction. That was my experience. In my professional life, I didn't have any platform. I didn't have any ability to, I knew I had something to offer. I would go to conferences and speakers and I would hear them speak and I would know that I had something valuable to offer, but I didn't know how to presence myself. I didn't know how to get out what was inside me And this is what I find with all of us at this level of self-actualization, the greatest barriers, they're not outside of us. They're inside of us in these old stories. And it's not just the old story, it's the old pattern. And then the lack of capability that we have that we need to grow. So I'll share an example. So my pattern was in this experience of being invisible. And when I began to see how this was happening through my own life or through my own experience, I began to see I wasn't connected to me. I wasn't aware of what I was feeling or needing or desiring. I wasn't able to articulate my ideas in a way that others would see the value of them. I was waiting for other people to find their way into my world. Even in my relationships, because I was disconnected from myself, my facial expressions and body language weren't transparent or wouldn't tell the story about what it was that was going on inside of me. Can you relate to that? Go ahead and post in the chat if you can't, right? What I'm describing is, you know, this is a one of 20, I think it's about 22 of the most common patterns for women. This is invisibility, right? It's a very, you know, and so the way that you break through invisibility is to move into growth. To move into a place of growing your relationship with yourself, your ability, like so many of the speakers have shared today, to be connected to yourself, to move into an unshakable, empowered relationship in how you're talking to yourself and how you're listening to yourself and how you're becoming aware of what you're feeling. You're becoming visible to you. And then you are developing the skills of being able to presence yourself in your life. You're beginning to presence yourself. You're beginning to not wait for others to find their way into your world, but to share your feelings, to share your thoughts, to share your ideas, to begin to generate your visibility in the world. So I knew that this was true, and I'd been teaching feminine power for many years. This was about, let's see, 2010. So where are we? 12 years ago. I've been teaching feminine power for many, many years, and I knew that it was really time to expand. And I'd been working on breaking free of so many patterns. I'd broken through a really chronic relationship pattern of not feeling wanted, just shift into that place I was sharing about with Melanie, that my very existence totally transformed my relationships, met my amazing husband Craig, who many of you know, Craig Hamilton, and all of these other things started to happen in my life, and I recognized this was really time, no kidding, to take on breaking free of my invisibility pattern, and I decided to create an online series for women. This was 10 years ago, called Women on the Edge of Evolution, and it was a speaker series, and I knew that what was important wasn't just showing up and creating and hosting an event like this, but growing myself up into the person that I needed to be able to serve at an even higher level. And for me, that was practicing presencing myself and getting out of those old patterns of disappearing myself. And I worked on this in all of my personal relationships. And then I was hosting the series in 2010. And the first speaker in the series was the amazing Jean Houston, who is just so extraordinary, founder of the Human Potential Movement. And such an honor to interview Jean. And inside my old pattern, I would have simply just done what so many of us as women do, which is just disappeared myself and become a mirror for Jean's brilliance. Versus hold a space to amplify her, but also be responsible for presencing myself. And so this was a huge moment where, like, for real, the stakes are high, the pressure is on, and everything in me just wants to, you know, shrink in that moment and disappear myself and just, you know, be a gracious host. And so I knew that what was at stake, and this is where these moments of transformation and breakthrough happen, when we care more about breaking the pattern than whatever outcome that we would have. And this is part of how we become empowered. We become self-validating. So I stepped forth and I was a gracious host, but instead of just mirroring Jean's ideas, I also presenced my own ideas. I responded with my own curiosity, with my thoughts, with my feelings, I took responsibility to presence myself and my body of work and what I was up to, and something extraordinary and remarkable happened. Halfway through the series, Jean said to me, we were on a telephone line, so it wasn't video like today, but halfway through the series, Jean says to me, Claire, and Jean has such an incredible presence of authority. She says, I need to talk to you on my private line tomorrow. I'm like, okay, Jean. And she said, get my number from my assistant. So I did. And I called her the next day and she said, Claire, she said, I see you. You have such a great destiny to empower women. And I want to help you. Come and visit me in Ashland. And I went to visit Jean in Ashland. And that was the beginning of an amazing friendship and relationship in ways that she has blessed my life in such extraordinary ways. She mirrored back and reflected to me the possibility that she saw, and she amplified me in such an extraordinary way. And she opened up her Rolodex and she called every influential woman that she knew and told them that they needed to be in my series. And it was an extraordinary blessing. And the most remarkable thing was, well, I'll tell you what happened. 100,000 women signed up for my series. The series went viral on the internet. Women shared the code. And out of that, within a year, I went from teaching an amazing groups or communities of 50 women that I'd been cultivating over years to teaching thousands of women in my global community. This was in 2010. And out of that, we founded our company, Evolving Wisdom, as the infrastructure for our work and my husband's work and then Jean's work. And out of that, that platform to be able to then work deeply with women and really find out what worked and coach 50,000 women. And through that, I did my doctoral research on these underlying barriers and principles of feminine power and really road tested it and refined it. And now I'm training coaches in this method that is so deep and so powerful and so life changing. And all of that I'm sharing with you to come back to that moment of being on that event and choosing to grow beyond the old story, right? Like, this is really where we need to access the kind of power and support that enables us to grow in the most significant ways, because the things that we most desire at this level of self-actualization, they're not just things that we can manifest through visualization. This is very important. We need to grow ourselves. We need to grow ourselves into who we became here to be. And so the kind of power that facilitates self-evolution, self-growth, is this relational feminine power. And so so that's my story of breaking through invisibility. For a lot of women, it's isolation, it's aloneness. This deep chronic pattern of being alone, this deep chronic pattern of feeling not good enough. I've found that there's 22 core patterns. And the good news is when you're able to identify these patterns and identify the clear and direct pathway, like, okay, here's how you start presencing yourself. This fast tracks your breakthrough. And so it's an absolute privilege and honor to share the tools with you that, no kidding, are the reason that I'm here at this series, that have worked for tens of thousands of women in my feminine power courses, of thousands of women who've become women-centered coaches and facilitators who are using these tools to get deep, powerful, rapid results and become coaches who are known for the depth of their listening, the clarity of their insight, their brilliance. It's remarkable because over 70% of women who are clients in the coaching industry and a lifelong learning industry are women. And the whole field of coaching is not yet informed by this massive sea change into self-actualization, the hidden power blocks, the developmental challenges and opportunities facing women. And when you know what those tools are, your ability to create impact and success is exponential. One thing I haven't yet mentioned is in the opportunity to join our 7-week course, there's an opportunity to join at the Visionary Women's Professional Track level, where I share a lot of tools and resources if you're a coach or therapist or healer or change maker, that you can begin to apply this approach to empower the women you work with, as well as access a deeper level of this yourself. So I do encourage you to go and check out that opportunity to be part of our upcoming course and to go and visit femininepower.com/course. You can read all about the 7-week course. If you have benefited from our time together today, imagine being in this container of empowered community for 7 weeks. It's going to be an amazing experience to continue on, to deepen, to integrate, to apply, to unleash your feminine power, and to step forth as the confident, visible, generative, powerful woman, the woman that you came here to be. And so this is our day together today. We have been here in service of you and these possibilities and of our larger world and all that's possible. And so I would love to invite you to share with us what it is that you're taking away, what it is that you are taking away from our time together today. Please go ahead and post in the chat. What are you taking away from today? What has been most valuable that you have received? And while we are here with takeaways, I would love to just move into a round of appreciations and to bring on our amazing executive director and senior faculty coaches for our institute, Jana and Sarah and Adria, Sarah Wilson, Adria Kitchens, Dr. Jana Smith. If we could spotlight everyone, they have been energetically supporting me along with our entire team behind the scenes today. If we can spotlight Sarah too. I'm not sure if Sarah's here. She might have stepped away. I'm just doing this impromptu, but I just wanted to bring everyone on. And just appreciate you for being here and being with us today and being such a role model of feminine power and leadership in our community as well. What's been your highlight today, Adria? What have been some of your highlights?
Oh, some of my highlights. Every speaker has been a highlight. And I think really having the charge to step up that Marianne gave us, to really step up and step out and keep going. And then one of my favorites was our last speaker with just this energy and vibration of love and to bring that into the world. Mm-hmm. Really, I loved every speaker. Those are the two things that really sit with me right now.
Mm, beautiful. Mm-hmm. How about you, Jana?
Yeah, it was the flow of the entire day and just that, just accumulated invitation to step up to who you are and to really claim the power to do that it's a matter of claiming it and taking the steps and leave the old stories behind. There was such a container, and then this building on that whole theme to now I'm like wanting to go out and change the world like right now.
Wow. That's amazing. It's powerful. I'm just thinking about the highlight. One of my highlights was just feeling how life-giving it is to be in this field. Just want to invite you to post about that, what your experience is, just how isolated we are and we've been, and how much, I mean, this was really the finding of all of my research, that this feminine power, this relational power, that power is a verb. It's not something that we have. It's something that we do and that we share in. And it was extraordinary to be in a field with thousands of us powering each other, powering ourselves, powering each other. Today was absolutely extraordinary. And, you know, really appreciating that powerful intention that we shared and just really appreciating like every woman in this circle pretty much held that growth container with us. So I want to acknowledge you for showing up and participating and being a positive force in this group. Because, you know, and this has been one of the things I found too, is like to really grow and transform, we can't do it by ourselves. We need a container, we need a community, we need mentors, we need support, we need to be in this amplified field. And you've heard me share this, that none of us can become ourselves by ourselves. This is where what I found is that, you know, most people in our life, they reflect back to us the kind of story of who we've been in the past and who we've been in the present. To become ourselves fully, we need to be especially in growth communities with other women who reflect back to us who we are becoming and who we have the power to be, because who we have the power to become is so much bigger than ourselves. So love to invite you. What do you see for women, Adria? What do you see that's a vision for the women in our circle that's maybe even bigger than they can see or hold for themselves right now?
Oh, thank you for letting me share. So first, just the uplift. I'm glad you said that about us all being in community together, because just the uplift of us all being together in a space of like mind and holding that container and really reflecting back to us, I can see us transforming the world. I really, really, really can. And I think I've said this to you many times before, Claire, is that, like Jean was saying, this is your calling and your gift to uplift other women and activate their gifts in the world so that we can go out and transform the world. Wow. Because how else will it happen? And so that's what I see. I see our role change for me, change for my children, my children's children, and everyone else's children, which is my dream, right? That all of us can live in a world where we can all thrive. And that's what I feel, that we are not just in the precipice, like we're pushing that envelope and we're on the way.
And when you say it and you reflect it back to me, I feel it's true and it makes me rise into becoming it. And I reflect a little more to you and you rise and become it. And that's how we rise together.
Amen.
Jana, how about you? What's the bigger possibility that you see?
So everything that Adria just shared, and there's a sense that we can step in and the women can create a brand new way of being, a container where women catalyze and sponsor each other, and together in that collaborative way, right, we're bringing my piece to Adria's piece to, you know, Mary's piece and all that, and we're actually expanding and amplifying each other in a way that hasn't existed up until now. And the possibility of that changing the world in a collaborative way, so we all rise together in our own little piece of it, no matter what that piece is, that's what I see as possible.
Beautiful. I love that. So powerful. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm so grateful. Adria, would you close us out with a blessing or prayer? I just have this feeling to ask you to do that for us today.
What an honor. Well, can I do one thing first? We've had a request to hold you in the circle and play with you for a moment.
I will take it. I will receive.
So to first hold you in the circle and allow you to really hold in your heart what it is you're really deeply wanting to create, and for us to all send the energy to you and to really hold that space and that vision with you and to see that happening. And just to close us out today, just asking all of us to really take this moment and sit and reflect on all that we've gathered today and what we've heard. Every speaker, every person has called us to step into a greater space of who we are, an expansion of who we are. And they've allowed us to see the possibility that we can step into that. That it's not so as far away as we thought, that we could take little steps and get there. And that we really can step up, as Claire was saying, in community with one another, so we're not alone. So just as if we could stand all hand in hand or lock arms together in this moment, just closing our time together. And then take this moment, as Claire used to do with us, and step back and open up the space And imagine we're opening the space for all the other women and all the other people who will be joining us on the journey.
Hmm.
We just say
that,
thank
Adria.
You.
Thank you so much. And we are expecting actually tens of thousands of women to register this week to join the masterclass next Saturday. So I love inviting them into this beautiful field of energy that we have been seeding. Thank you so much for your support, for your leadership, for your presence. And thank you everyone for joining us today. And I want to also just acknowledge our amazing team at Feminine Power Evolving Wisdom who have been working on this event behind the scenes. Jamie Cawthorn, we are sending and beaming you love. Caitlin Friend, Kate Geller, really appreciate you being on today and being doing the outreach for that event and everything that you have shared. Danielle Grassi, our Laura Trumbull, Melissa Martin, I'm so grateful for you. So incredibly grateful for your leadership. Everybody on our customer service team and Dee Dee, and all of our coaches who are, many of whom who are here. I think Deb, I saw Debbie here all day. We have so many amazing senior coaches who support the women in our programs. I've seen them today. Debbie and Marilyn and Ashley and Tricia who have been here and sending support. Our entire team at Evolving Wisdom, we're just so incredibly grateful. It takes a village to create and produce this event. And of course, all our speakers, any final things you want to share, do post in the chat and we will share. So next steps, I want to share just some next steps. So what's going to happen from here on out is Sunday through Tuesday, we're going to be streaming the remaining speakers in the series. You're going to hear from some of the most inspiring women that I have interviewed and our all-time highlights from our series. So you can visit femininepower.com/live. This is your event dashboard through Tuesday, where you're going to be able to return and get access to all of the streaming of the speakers. Okay, does everyone understand that? Repeat back to me in the chat what you understand. Tomorrow through Tuesday, all the seminars of all of these speakers are going to be streaming, and you're going to be able to have on-demand access to be able to stream from tomorrow morning. I believe 9 a.m. you're going to get an email reminder from us. But you can just go to the dashboard, femininepower.com/live. Go to the dashboard. You're going to be able to, it's free. There's free streaming through midnight on Tuesday. Okay. You're going to have free streaming. You can watch the conference replays from today. And then I encourage you to mark your calendar for, let's see here, mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 9th, for our Feminine Power Masterclass. And there's also the links to find out about, I'm just going to share this here, to find out about the Feminine Power course. There is a special opportunity to join and get all of the conference recordings, access to the course, and our incredible Feminine Power Live event that's coming up in June. That is the Women's Breakthrough event of the year. I was told by so many women who participated last year, this was a turning point in their entire life. So if you have felt powered up today, we are just getting started. So I can't wait to see you again soon. Thank you so much for joining us today. Much love, many blessings.